Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It does feel like football season again. The NFL schedules came out the other day. We're finally almost at the NFL drafts. We talk some football right now with Brian Baldinger of NFL Network. Brian, thanks for joining me on a Saturday. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm the hay is never in the barn here at this time of the year, so I'm actually in the film room right now kind of looking at some mid-level players across the board. So still trying to get a little read on some of these guys whose big day is going to come this weekend.
You know, it's funny. I was saying this, that in the past, as a football fan, I've always done so much studying on some of the mid-level guys, some of the guys maybe I didn't get to watch during the college football season. But this year, living in New York with the Giants picking two and the Jets picking three, all of the focus has been on the quarterbacks and then Barkley and Chubb. I want to start with that since you're in the film room right now. Give me a couple of mid-level guys under the radar that you think could make a big impact in their rookie seasons.
Well, mid-level, I mean, if you look at the tight end position, I think it's a pretty good draft, you know, for tight ends this year. And they've got one, you know, David Njoku came out of Miami last year. But when you look at Miami this year and you look at that position in particular and you go, okay, here's a guy that maybe in the third or fourth round, but Christopher Herndon is a guy who's, you know, I know the Jets are looking for a tight end.
Sure.
He's 6'4", he's 250, he runs a 4.75, he catches everything they throw to him. He can line up as an inline blocker. He's not great at it yet. Not many guys are coming out of college because they don't get asked to do a lot. But I haven't seen him drop a ball yet. Very, very good hands. But he's a guy that you could probably find right now is somewhere around the third or fourth round that I think can come in and play. I mean, if you look at a guy like Brent Celek, who's leaving the Eagles this year, he was a fifth-round pick out of Cincinnati, that third-day pick that ended up having an 11-year career and was an excellent blocker for his duration of being in Philadelphia.
When you look at the top of this draft, if you're the Cleveland Browns, is this easy in your mind? Is this a no-brainer that you take Sam Darnold?
It's not a no-brainer. I don't believe it is. I don't think it's easy. If you believe Sam Darnold is a franchise player, the way the Eagles believed Carson Wentz was, the way the Giants one day, you know, believed Eli Manning was, if you go through the list of guys that you believe, then you build around him. If you believe he is, then you go take him, and you don't think twice about it. But if you watch Sam Darnold, you look at the 24 turnovers in 36 games, or 36 turnovers in 24 games, that's a lot. Ball security is an issue. So he's got a kind of a little bit of a loop in his windup. You know, is that going to be a problem when you're going against some of these defenses where every defensive end has got, you know, eyes and periscope up on that ball, and when it's laid out there in kind of a loopy delivery, is that going to be an issue at the NFL level? I mean, I think I'd be a little concerned, although everything else looks pretty polished from him.
Is that concern more concerning than Allen's inaccuracies in college?
I think it's as big a concern. Josh Allen obviously has some accuracy issues. Can it be fixed by better mechanics? Because his feet need better work in order to make some of these throws. He's throwing way off balance in a lot of cases, and it leads to balls being thrown into the dirt and sailing on him. And then he doesn't throw with great anticipation. But, you know, he's playing at a level where physically he could dominate his opponents almost every single Saturday, yet he still didn't really dominate in that area where you got to be able to throw the ball, you know, into the tight windows that you spoke of earlier, and you got to throw with some anticipation of where a guy's going to be. He didn't have to do that at Wyoming.
So if you are the Browns, would you take one of those two guys? Would you take Barkley or Chubb? Would you even consider that, or is it safe to say you got to take a quarterback at one if you're Cleveland?
Well, Hugh Jackson will, you know, I mean, Hugh's worked with, you know, Matt Ryan and Joe Flacco and a lot of different guys throughout his tenure, Carson Palmer. So, I mean, he's worked with a lot of elite players. But if he believes that he can either fix the mechanics on either Josh Allen or Sam Darnold, if he believes those are correctable issues, then you have to take the quarterback. If you think it's going to be a real process and it's going to take a while and maybe they don't get it, then I don't think you can take them, because then you don't believe that they can be that guy. But if you watch Carson, I'm just using Carson as an example because the Browns passed on him 2 years ago, but he has fixed a lot of his mechanical issues to the point where he was at an MVP status this year. So if you believe that Josh Allen or Sam Darnold are correctable in the errors that they have in their game right now, then I think you got to take it.
How do you feel? Because you watch a lot of tape of all these quarterbacks, and we should throw Josh Rosen in there and Baker Mayfield. When you watch these four guys, if you're running a franchise, and we know what happens, you're running a franchise, you better get the pick right. If you don't, you're looking for a job in a couple of years. Which of these four quarterbacks are you most confident in? Who would you kind of bet your job on if you had to select one of them?
I would bet my job on Baker Mayfield. Wow. Yeah, he's just a different type of guy. I mean, you know, he was a walk-on at Texas Tech because he wasn't highly recruited. He was a late bloomer out of Lake Travis High School in Austin, Texas. And he walked on. He won his first six starts at Texas Tech, his fifth throw of his college career against Stephen F. Austin. It's a 50-yard laser right on a tee to catch for a touchdown. And once he realized he could play in the Big 12, he transferred to Oklahoma. He sat out. He paid his own tuition. And he started the next 40 games for Oklahoma. He got him into the playoffs 2 out of 3 years. And he's the most accurate quarterback in this draft. And I think it's an innate ability, but I also think he has the ability to unite, to lead. And I think he's been extremely well coached by Lincoln Riley and Cliff Kingsbury at Texas Tech.
I look at this draft and I'm predicting, just based on the way things are going to fall, that guy you just described, I hope you're right about everything, because I think he's going to be a Jet. Do you feel that way, that Baker Mayfield will be a New York Jet after Thursday night?
Well, I think there's a split in the building right now, and I'm not going to say any names, but I think there's a little bit of a split on Baker. If one guy gets, you know, like the majority vote, then Baker's going to be a Jet. If the other guy swings the vote, he may not be. But I feel like the Jets are pretty much have been a mess at that position, and a mess in so many different ways.
Yes.
And sometimes your quarterback can kind of clean up the mess. The attention goes to him. He makes a lot of people better. He converts third downs. The offense stays on the field. The receivers look a little bit better than they do on paper right now. You have a little bit more juice in the building on a day-to-day basis. There's a little bit more optimism. People play better when you have a better quarterback in the building. And everybody looks a little bit – the front office looks a little bit better. The secretary smiles are a little bit brighter. Quarterbacks can influence the entire building. And I think Baker has that ability to do that.
The two things – and I don't know if they're fair. I'm asking you that have been knocks on Baker would be his personality and his height. Do either of those two things concern you about him?
The personality issue, it doesn't concern me at all.
Okay.
When you're around him – I think he's all football. Now, you could say, okay, Kansas, what's he doing against Kansas? Well, be honest with you, if I was at midfield pregame and somebody stuck out their hand to shake my hand and the other guys just snubbed me, I'd be like, I think that'd be pretty, you know, I'd be a little upset about that, and I'd take it out on him in a competitive way like he did. The height thing, it's not going to change, but Russell Wilson had that issue, Drew Brees had that issue, Steve Young had that issue, and I'm not comparing Baker to those three excellent players. But I think he has a lot of that in him. I think he's got a lot of Russell Wilson in him. You watch him pregame warm up, you would think that he's going out to play a flag football game, and he's going to be the receiver and the quarterback and the coach. I mean, he's just having a good time. He brings that sort of joy to the game every day. And I think that can overcome the fact that he's not yet 6'1".
So usually Jet fans, myself included, think everything is doom and gloom even after the draft. If they select Baker Mayfield at number three, which I really think is going to happen, are you saying we should all collectively be freaking giddy about the future with Baker Mayfield as a Jet?
Yeah, I do. I feel that way. I think that you know, Jeremy Bates and the staff over there right now, the offense that I think they're going to get a really bright student in the building. I think there's a lot of reason to be optimistic. I think, you know, whatever they want to do with Josh McCown or Teddy this coming season is fine. They've all played and got a lot of veterans. I think it'll be a good room. But I think eventually, at some point, Baker will take the reins at some point during the season. I don't know if it's week 4, week 6, week 8.
Right.
But I think eventually he'll take the reins. And I think the Jet fans, for the first time in a long, long time, I think, can feel pretty good about that position. And if you get that position right, then everything you do is to build around that position.
Absolutely.
Go get yourself the tight end. Get yourself an elite left tackle. Go get yourself an elite running back. I mean, all you do is you put every resource you have into giving that guy the best chance to succeed possible.
Got me pumped up, that's for sure. We're talking to Brian Baldinger, NFL Network. Now, it's much more complicated for the Giants, because with the Jets, it's simple. They're taking a quarterback. It's just a matter of who. If you're the Giants right now at two, how do you feel about the prospects of Saquon Barkley compared to Chubb, compared to taking a quarterback yourself to eventually replace Eli Manning?
Well, you know, like the Giants had a perfect opportunity here just to cut the cord from Eli and to move on and take a quarterback here and start. New general manager, new coach, kind of would be a fresh start. Now, I'm not denigrating Eli at all, but we know that he's at the very end of his career. So, if you're saying that if you take Nate Solder and Patrick Amama here in free agency, and we're going to give Eli a much better offense line that he's played behind, well, why don't you give him an elite running back then as well? I mean, just go get Saquon Barkley, and don't think twice about it. I think that's what you have to do at this point. Now, Bradley Chubb is a really good player, really good player. And obviously with Jason Pierre-Paul gone, there's a natural place for him opposite Olivier Vernon, and you could start to rebuild that defense that collapsed last year. I don't think you go either wrong either way, but if you're going to say that Eli Manning has two more years left, then go get him a really good player. There's a three-down player. He's an excellent receiver. You can check it down. You can screen it to him. You can get yourself a bunch of easy completions and go fix the offense the best that you can.
How good is Saquon Barkley going to be at the next level?
I think he's going to be a really good player. But, you know, Kareem Hunt was a third-round pick, and he led the league in rushing this year. I think this is a draft where there's a lot of good backs. Sonny Michel and, you know, Darius Geis. I mean, all these guys, I think, are going to be really good players. I think you can find really good backs in this draft. Is there that much of a difference with Saquon? The one thing we know about Saquon is he's an unbelievable kid. You're never going to have to worry about him. He's been healthy. You know, he just checks all those boxes. He's a great receiver. So he checks all those boxes, and he hasn't fumbled. You know, you could say Sonny Michel, 12 fumbles, there's an issue. There's a concern. Darius Geis got a little nicked up this year. Is he as good a receiver as Saquon? You can kind of compete with all those guys, and Saquon probably comes out on top of all of them.
It's going to be a very interesting couple of days. I can't wait till the draft. Brian, I appreciate you coming on. Always like the insight. Thank you, man.
All right, my pleasure. You bet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.